This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
That's right. It's time for Country Cousins here on Joy, our weekly segment where we get on the phone and speak to Jamie and Stevens from Shepparton and have a little bit of a chat and find out what's happening in our LGBTIQA+ world in regional Victoria and beyond. Damien, hello. Are you there?
Good afternoon, I am.
Hello, hello. How has your weekend been? There was so much Ida Hobbit stuff last week. Were you running around all week?
I was, all over the countryside. There was Ida Hobbit events from Stawell to, I shouldn't say Sydney, it's not in Victoria, but there was heaps.
Well, we sometimes go past Victoria, don't we? When we're getting regional, there's always great events going on.
There is, even across the border into Albury, up near Wodonga and beyond.
Well, there we go. So why don't we kick in with the events we're letting people know about. Now, there is a great one happening in Bendigo on Friday, May 5th. This is the Fab Night. Now, what is the Fab Night?
Indeed, Fab Night is Bendigo's monthly LGBTIQA+ night, starring Bendigo's own DJ Tonky. And Fab CV is the group organising that, Friends Alike Bendigo in Central Victoria. And this Friday night from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. At the Gold Dust Lounge at the Hotel Shamrock, you can drink, dance, be merry, and have a great time.
Now, I went down to Bendigo recently for a same-sex wedding, which was absolutely fabulous. And there is a wonderful LGBTIQA+ community down there. They are having so much fun. It's actually a really vibrant place. And they did keep mentioning the Fab Night. So now I know what it is. So that's kicking off on the 5th of May.
It's very exciting.
25th of May. This Friday, yep.
The 25th, the 5th of May.
Oh, well, there we go. 5th of May has already happened. Yeah, I wrote that wrong. Friday.
I like living life on the borderline and talking about borders. There's no borders between Albury and Wodonga. But is there anything happening in Wodonga on Sunday?
Loaded Indeed, question. There is. Indeed, there is. Lunch at the Hideout Cafe in Wodonga is happening.
I love when there are these little... I love that there's always these regional things. We're going, everyone, let's just go and get some food. Let's just go check out a venue. Have you been to Hideout?
I haven't, but this Sunday from midday until 2 p.m. at the Hideout Cafe, the Hume Phoenix Group, which is the LGBTI group up Wodonga Albury Way, several members have suggested this fabulous cafe, so come along and check it out. Word is, it's an excellent place.
Oh, nice. Sounds like a whole heap of fun. Of course, then we're kicking in a little bit further into next month, aren't we? Well, now we're talking about Shepparton Pride Cup. Now, we've had a lot of talk about Pride Cups happening here on Joy, and Shepparton are getting their own, are they?
They are indeed. They're happening everywhere. Shepparton in June, kick the weekend free, the 23rd of June, is having their Pride Cup at Deakin Reserve in Shepparton. And on that same evening, there'll be a huge party with Dolly Diamond and Brock Hudson. So if you want a great day and night of football and fabulousness, get to Shepparton on the 23rd of June.
Now, I obviously, because you have just mentioned Brock Hudson is performing, so I obviously know a little bit about this. One of the things that I think is really exciting about this is there's a lot going on. Like, you've got the actual sport happening, but you've also just created, because this is obviously your home turf as well, you're creating a really fantastic day for everyone to come and be involved in. So even if, you know, footy might not be your thing or you just want to chill out and have a watch, it's a great way for everyone to come together under the umbrella of sport and get their rainbow on.
Indeed, day or night, because there will be face painting for the kids, there'll be information stalls, there'll be finger food, and it is the same weekend of GB Pride's 13th birthday party, which is why we're celebrating that night. And GB Pride's the local LGBTI social support group.
Well, that means I'm going to have to get an extra special outfit, doesn't it?
You bet.
Now, nothing's going to beat Expo 88 up in Brisbane for our bicentennial, but I hear there's going to be a mighty good expo in the golden town of Ballarat.
Look at you saying expo. Like it's an expo. Of course, you're talking about Ballarat Pride Hub presenting Express Yourself 2018.
The Sexuality and Lifestyle Expo.
So, Damien, tell us a bit about that, because that's just been announced, hasn't it?
Indeed, it sure has. Never before seen in Ballarat at the Craves Hall. Pop this one in your diary. The 1st of September from midday until 6 p.m. Stalls will include themes that are sex positive, promote healthy understandings of sexuality, gender and alternative lifestyles.
I love all of those things, so that sounds like a whole heap of fun.
I just love an excuse for a show bag.
What's in the show bag? That's what I want to know.
It's great to point out that this is an event for people over 18, but of all sexual orientations. So no matter how you identify, this is a space where you're going to feel welcome.
And never before seen in Ballarat.
Mm. I love the Ballarat Pride Hub. They're doing a great ton of work, as are all these fantastic groups that are putting on these events all over regional Victoria and beyond. So I just want to give a shout-out to you, Damien. You do compile this information and spread it to the world, and we love having a chat with you every single week. But everyone, if you want to know any more info, all you've got to do is jump onto the book face and you can hit up Country Cousins on Joy, where you'll see these events and more. So, Damien, we'll obviously have another natter with you next week.
Indeed. Thank you then, folks.
We'll speak to you then.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.